It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the need to set goals for your business in 2019, starting today. I'll have news about a new scam affecting local churches. I'll have a few tips on how you can avoid small business burnout and how you can slow employee turnover rates and keep your best talent working for you. And also talk about a new phenomenon in employment called ghosting. It's Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 42 degrees at 12:05, and today we're going to have partly cloudy skies with a high of 48 and a low of 26. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a few clouds and a high of 48, a low of 35. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy and rainy with a high of 45 and a low of 35. And for Sunday, we're going to have mostly sunny skies, a high of 50 degrees and a low of 28. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is down 336.43 based on Apple's news this morning that they may not be able to fulfill iPhone orders to 23,009.81. The NASDAQ down 94.31 to 6571.63. S&P 500 is down 28.26 to 2481.77. Oil down 33 cents to $46.21 per barrel. Gold is up $7.30 to $1,291.40 an ounce. All right, well, again, welcome back to a new year. It feels like just last week it was 2018. Here we are, 2019. There are only 362 days left in the year, so if you haven't created your marketing plan, don't worry. We're going to take care of that today. I've got a lot to get into on the program today. Typical Taking Care of Business show. This is the one that a lot of listeners hate because I put you to work. We're going to talk about setting your goals, making sure that you're ready for 2019 with your marketing plan, and, of course, just back in the mood after that recent holiday break of getting back to running your business. If you're listening to the program, you're doing it one of two ways. You're either listening on our website, huntertonchamberradio.com, or you're watching the live stream here on Facebook, and we thank you for that. Remember to like and follow the Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano page and all of our program pages so that you can get updates midweek on what's happening with the various hosts, programs, and topics that are coming up. And, of course, we start every program with the business quote of the week brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. I take these quotes from business leaders, religious leaders, spiritual leaders, famous people, celebrities. And this one comes from Tony Romo. One of my favorite programs on television now is on the NFL Network, and it's called A Football Life. And they chronicle the career of a football player or a coach every week. It's usually on Friday nights. I recently saw the episode with Tony Romo, who was the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and now a CBS analyst. And I really liked this quote that he said, and I think it's applicable both in sports and in business and in life. And he says, "I feel like we all have two battles, one with the man across from you, and the second is the man inside of you. And I think once you control the one inside of you, the one across from you really doesn't matter." I really like that quote because it just kind of shows, like, once you're confident in your abilities, in your inner peace, you're set, you know what you're doing, then you can kind of take on the world. It's kind of like rip open the shirt and show them the gold S and you're Superman. But whether it's in a business negotiation, whether it's when you're making a sale, how confident are you in your abilities? How confident are you in your staff, in your company, in your product that you're willing, you know, to take on anybody? I've been going through some really tough lease negotiations, holding my ground, and I don't fear the person across the table from me because I'm confident in who I am and what I'm trying to achieve. And we're getting what we want as we go through these negotiations. You know, a couple sticking points, but we'll work through them. So again, the quote of the business quote of the week this week from Tony Romo, "I feel like we all have two battles, one with the man across from you, and the second is the man inside of you. And I think once you control the one inside of you, the one across from you really doesn't matter." So again, thanks to Tony Romo for that quote. If you ever find a great business quote, email it to me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, and we'll try to share it here as well. Two or three important news items that are affecting local business. I'm going to hold that one until the third. The first is a new scam that's out, and it's actually affecting local churches in our area. It's happened at St. Magdalene's. I believe it happened at St. Luke's and others. And a woman first posted this on Facebook. She called it a local scam alert. She says, "I'm the first to debunk postings about scams, but this is 100% true, and local people have lost money." She says her dad received a text from his local priest at St. Magdalene asking for help. He responded, and the text said that his father, and it had the father of the church, and had his name correct, Father Briganti, would like you to purchase iTunes cards for cancer patients and that he would pay you back. Her father contacted the church and found out that it was a very detailed scam. A few locals have lost thousands of dollars, particularly at the holiday season. So they've asked to spread the word. These scams are getting more and more savvy and harder to catch, and it seems like it really affects the elder generation a little bit because they're very trusting. And when you get an email from what looks like your church and it mentions your parish or your priest, you kind of want to believe it. So you know, would you quickly go out, buy an iTunes card? And I think they were either sending it or emailing it to someone else. And you know, so it's unfortunate that, you know, scammers have gotten into, you know, the local churches, but that's where we are these days. So be careful. And again, if you ever are suspicious that, you know, something just isn't right, it probably isn't. There was another one on the NBC Nightly News last night about IRS scams and Social Security scams. And so there again, the IRS is not going to call you with a robotic voice saying that you have to withdraw all the money from your bank account and, you know, send it via Bitcoin to somebody. That's not the way the IRS works. You know, I'm not a big fan of the IRS, but it's not the way they work. So same thing. If when in doubt, find out. Call your local Social Security office, call the IRS, and ask. Call the local police department because they're usually very aware when scams are going on. And make sure that you're not being taken advantage of. Talk to your parents if they're elderly and make sure that they're not, you know, signing up for things they shouldn't be as well. What else? A local institution here in Flemington is closing. It was announced the other day that Flemington Furs is closing after 98 years in business here in the borough. And there's been a lot of discussion on the Facebook pages related to Flemington about how people were almost celebrating it because the attitudes have changed. 100 years ago, it was stylish to wear a fur coat. And even today, it's still stylish to wear a fur coat, but a lot of groups, you know, protest that. They say it's inhumane and things like that. That's not the issue with this story. The story here is that we're losing an institution that basically put Flemington on the map and this region on the map. I have been all over the world, and when I tell people I own a business in Flemington, you know, when I was in Italy, people telling me, oh, Flemington Furs. You know, when I'm in Aruba, oh, Flemington Furs. Doesn't matter where I go, people know Flemington because of Flemington Furs. And I really have a problem with people taking cheap shots both at the company and at the Benjamin family for what they've done for this community over the years just because, you know, they're going out of business. Blaming this on a new incoming mayor, which I'll get to in a minute, is also wrong. This was a business decision. And, you know, if it's not sustainable, sometimes you do have to close your business. But for those that are taking the pot shots, you know, at the Benjamin family and those that are taking the pot shots at the company as a whole, I want you to think back as you grew up in Flemington or as your children grew up in Flemington. If you participated in youth sports, if you participated in various activities in town, there's a good chance that a lot of that was underwritten by the Benjamin family, by Flemington Furs. Can't tell you how many times I've seen Bob Benjamin write a check to somebody. You know, there was a house fire, and before, you know, GoFundMe and all that stuff, he was there with a check, you know, to help get the people on their feet. We're losing an institution in this town, and, you know, I hate when we lose any business or when any business closes, but, you know, I certainly don't want people to take pot shots, you know, at Bob or the Benjamin family and say, you know, that, you know, yay, you know, they're finally done. It's just not right. So, again, my thanks to the Benjamin family. My thanks to Flemington Furs for all that they have done for this town. Now, a lot of people in that same post blamed the new incoming mayor, or she was sworn in last night, Betsy Driver, and said it was all her fault that Flemington Furs closed. It was all her fault that other businesses have decided to close or are contemplating moving. And that couldn't be further from the truth. And we're going to get into that in today's program. And so I'm kind of teeing it up here, and then we'll go to commercial break. But what I want to say is, if your business is struggling and you're going to close, it's not because of the mayor. It's not because of the Flemington Community Partnership. It's not because of anybody else. It's not President Obama's fault. It's not President Trump's fault. It's not the economy's fault. Guess whose fault it is? I'll wait for it. You can tell me. It's your fault. Plain and simple. Did you market enough? Did you have the right product? Did you have the right price? Did you promote your business well enough? Don't wait for somebody else to bring business to your doorstep. Go out and get it. It's not Betsy Driver's fault. Again, it's not the FCP's fault. Their job is to promote the town. Your business, that's all on you. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and I want you to keep both of those names in the front of your mind for the next couple of weeks, both Jim Gano and Crown Trophy of Flemington. Stay tuned. This is when you really want to be subscribed to the Taking Care of Business page, to the Crown Trophy Facebook page. We have a big announcement coming up. With regards to the business, the future of our business, I think you're going to like it. I know I'm liking it a lot. But how we're going to be able to serve the community a little bit better and just something new after 10 years that I think people will have an interest in and a chance for people to help us grow our business as well. So stay tuned for that information. So now as we get into the rest of the program, every year at this time, I start with basically the same show. I really don't have to be here. I could just replay last year's show and change the weather and the time and we'd be okay. But the message is the same. And a lot of times, whether it's customers that I consult with, clients that I consult with, or other businesses mid-year that start to complain, it's the same thing over and over. Everybody starts with the best of intentions in the first week of January, and by the second week of January, we're starting to lose interest. So now what I want you to do is think about 2019. Now, before the break, before the holiday break, and before my surgery, it was like the second week of December, I said that you should already be thinking about your marketing plan for 2019, and I wanted you to lay it out for the first 3 months. What were you going to market? So you had the opportunity for New Year's sales. You could have caught on to the last bit of Christmas sales. If you're a car dealership, maybe you're going to take advantage of Martin Luther King Day. You have President's Day coming up, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. There's about eight ideas right now of things you can do to promote your business. That's called seasonal marketing. So if your business can relate to seasonal marketing, even in a weird way, you know, like if you got the St. Patrick's Day and you created a Are You Feeling Lucky campaign, there are businesses out there that would print up scratch-off cards. And maybe a person comes in, they buy something, they do a quick scratch off, they get 10% off their order. Something that's going to generate some excitement in your business. That's what I want you to think about in your marketing plan over the first 3 months. Now that we're in January, we should also start thinking about April, May, and June. You should always be a quarter ahead of your marketing plans. Why? So that it doesn't look like it's a knee-jerk reaction and you're just marketing for marketing's sake. Have a plan. You don't have to do something new every week, but you should at least have some form of a plan where once a month there's something that your customers can relate to. We'll get into the type of marketing in a few minutes, but what I want to talk about now are your goals. I ask my clients when I'm consulting with them in turnarounds, what are your goals for 2019? Everybody says the same thing. I want to make more money. I want to make more profit. I want to grow the business. And I say, great. Now, we don't know what that means. It has to be specific, and it has to be measurable. So what I'm looking for there is when you say you want to grow your business, what does that mean? Is it by a certain dollar amount? Is it by a certain percentage? Do you want to open a second location? Do you want to create e-commerce stores? How are you going to grow the business? And then we have to follow that question up. So and I've had people tell me, I want to double my business. Great. I like the attitude. So you're doing $300,000 in sales right now, and you're telling me you want to double the business to $600,000. How are you going to do it? And then I get the blank stare. And then I have to ask them a couple of questions. Do you have the financial capital to take on the new business? Do you have the human capital to process all those orders? You know, is your website going to handle all of that? You know, do you have the infrastructure in place to make that happen? Or could we grow the business, get the right processes in place so that we can handle new business and maybe grow by 10 or 20%? So from 300,000 to 330, 360, manageable. And at 360, we'll look at the process again and make sure that it's working. And if not, then we have to retweak it. And it could be something as simple as how we're receiving material in the back door till how it goes out the front door. Are the systems and the processes in place? Do you have a good, accurate inventory system? So these are the types of goals that I want you to make, but I want you to be as specific as possible. What else? What do people ask on a personal side? And we're going to talk about this with two gentlemen in the studio a little later that are going to come up with a new show here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio called, I believe it's called Health and Home, and if not, it is now. When you talk about health, and this time of year, everybody says the same thing, and if you come to my shopping center at Planet Fitness, you'll see everybody's doing it, and I get about 3 weeks from now, we'll see a massive change. Everybody's in the gym. You can't get a treadmill right now. You can't get a bike. You can't lift weights. You know, everybody made that New Year's resolution. They're going to the gym every day. It's January 3rd. By January 10th, we're going to see a drop to about 75%. By February 1st, we're going to see a drop to 50%. And then by March 1st, we're back with the regulars. And this has been happening every year since. So when we say we're going to lose weight, that's great. You know, everybody, you know, my doctor, you know, tells me I should do that all the time. But don't tell me to lose weight. Tell me how much. How much do you want to lose? Do you want to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 or 40? Doesn't matter. Be specific. Now, where this comes in handy is I went to a doctor years ago, and I always loved his analogy. He told me, he said, I want you to lose 40 pounds. And I was like, wow, you know, today? You know, and he goes, no. He goes, if you did a pound a week, you know, and that's just cutting out a bagel in the morning every day or something like that, just minor changes, getting a little more exercise. But if you lost a pound a week at the end of the year, you'd lose 52 pounds. The other analogy he gave was, I'm trying to think how he put this. He said, if we really wanted to get aggressive, I'd put you down at 200 pounds, which would be 64 pounds I would have to lose. He goes, that's the equivalent of 4 bowling balls. So he goes, I don't want you to lose 64 pounds. I want you to lose 4 bowling balls. He goes, that's what you're carrying around that you shouldn't be. It was specific. It was measurable. And when I lost 16 pounds, I posted a picture of a bowling ball on my Facebook page. I said, I lost a bowling ball. And everybody's like, oh, if you need help finding it. I go, that's not what I'm looking for. You know, it was just the analogy. So it's the same thing. Be specific. Do you want to lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds? And then have that plan. How are you going to do that? What do you have to change in your diet? What exercise habits do you have to change? Do you have to get more sleep? You know, do you have to cut out sugar? Specific and measurable. Same thing with your business goals. If you want to buy a piece of equipment, how much does it cost? Are you going to finance that? Are you going to pay cash for that? And if you have to pay cash, how long do you have to save to make that happen? My son is a perfect example. He just bought a new silkscreen press for his business, Twisted Ink. It's a 6-head machine. It costs about $22,000 all in with all the equipment and attachments. And he's been talking about this for about 5 months. And I told him, I said, you know, I called my lender and we can get you, you know, the equipment tomorrow. He goes, nope, I don't want to do it that way. And he told me about 2 weeks ago, he goes, well, I ordered the equipment. I go, where'd you get the money? And he goes, I saved it. And so he's paid it in full upfront, no loans, no leases, nothing like that, nothing on the credit cards. He's good to go. That was the way he wants to run his business, a very lean organization. But again, if you're looking for a new piece of equipment that can grow your business, that has to be planned for. That now has to be a goal. Yeah, we can all whip out the credit card. We can all go to the bank or to a lending institution and get a loan or something like that. Is that how you want to finance it? Is that going to help your business enough where it'll offset the cost of that loan? Specific and measurable. And again, if you keep it to either a percentage or a dollar amount, then we're factoring in one more thing, and this is where people tend to lose it. Time. You know, whatever the goal is, whether it's, and I in sales, I always tell people think, you know, monthly, weekly, daily, but quarterly is another great way to do it. So if you want to grow your business and you say you want to grow your business by 10%, if you break it down to the ridiculous, that means you just have to grow your business 2.5% for 4 quarters, and suddenly at the end of the year, you've grown your business by 10%. So when we get to March 31st, and we look at the calendar, we look at our sales, where are we at? Are we up? Are we down? If we're up 2.5%, 3%, great. We're on track. If we're down 2.5% or 3%, we now have to double down because instead of to get back on track, we now have to grow by 5 or 6%. So that's where I want you to be thinking about how are you going to grow? Specific, measurable, and with a deadline. It's not enough to say I want to grow 10% this year because there's 365 days in the year. When are you going to get started? It starts today. I would tell you, and people always tell me they don't have enough time. I have a story in here. I'm not sure we're going to get to it today. But when you ask somebody, you know, how you doing? What's the typical response? Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I want you to stop saying that altogether. I don't care if you're, but we're all busy. But that's why that doesn't make you better because you're busier than me or anything. We're all busy. So let's take that out of the equation. How you doing? When I ask that question, man, I feel great. Knees feel great. Heart's pumping. Lungs are breathing. That's what I want to hear. That's what I care about. Not if you're busy. We're all busy. You need to carve out some time every day to work on your business, to work on your goals, to assess where you are with sales, where you are if it's about money and you want to make more money, where are you at? Daily, weekly, monthly, you know, with being able to measure where you're at. If you see that there's a slip, remember, the marketing that you do today doesn't actually result in a sale today, but it will result in a sale 2, 4, or 6 weeks out. So that's why it's got to be a constant process. Again, your marketing plan for 2019, at least the first quarter, should already be done and start to be implemented. What are you going to do first? We've already gotten past the new year. Still not bad this week to wish everybody a happy new year. Because customers need to know three things about you, the three W's, who you are, where you are, and what you do. And so make sure that you're in constant communication with your customers. You're collecting email addresses. You're getting out the word to them via email, via text message. However you want to communicate with your customers, do it. If it's going to be a weekly ad in the newspaper and you know that that's providing the results for you, then do it. But you have to be consistent. You can't just say, oh, sales are down. I've got to put a posting up on Facebook. Have those planned out. And if you can't do it or make that time 1 hour per week, I actually dedicate 1 hour per night, so 5 hours a week, to my marketing plan, to my business plans, you know, then if you can't dedicate that time, find somebody who can. I'm going to challenge you here. This is the one that I really wanted to hit on. Your email database. We talk about this a lot. We talk about email marketing a lot on the program. It's a great way to stay in contact with your customers. And again, they may not need your product today, but when they do, we want you to have that front of mind presence. And the way that you get that is through that email marketing. They see your name in the inbox, you know, once a week. So I'm asking you to grow your network with 500 new email addresses this year, which equates to about 10 names, 10 email addresses a week. The next year, you're going to do the same, and the following year, you're going to do the same. In 3 years, you would have grown your email database by 1,500 names. If you convert just 10% of that, that's 150 new customers for you. So this is where I want you to focus your energy this year. Email marketing, growing that email database, having those goals in place. And if you can do more than the 500, if you can do 750 or you can do 1,000, obviously exponentially, your growth will follow. So let's try that. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how to do it, and it's something that pisses off every person that I ever mention it to. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite a meeting at the White House yesterday, there was no progress made on ending the partial federal government shutdown that's now in day 13. After that meeting, the top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said,
"It is not helping the president. It is not helping the Republicans to be the owners of this shutdown."
President Trump and Republicans insisting on $5 billion in any funding bill that would end the shutdown so that the border wall could be built. Democrats refusing to give that money up. Although today they're going to try to end the shutdown when they regain control of the U.S. House in a matter of hours. Democratic leaders have a couple of votes scheduled on a package of bills that could possibly end the shutdown. Democrats assuming control of the House for the first time in several years, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to be elected as Speaker of the House. This is USA Radio News.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. This is what we call the ass-whooping show of the year when we try to get everybody back in gear, thinking about their business and how they're going to grow it, how they're going to improve it. I also want to talk about how sometimes, particularly when I go into any business, I can make four changes, you know, in the first week. And it's not cutting anybody's salary. It's not firing anybody. But a lot of times I just look at how the business is run. And by just a simple tweak in a process improvement, boom, you know, we're saving money, we're making more money, we're able to take on more work, things like that. And that's what I want you to start thinking about, your processes and your people, and making sure, A, that you got the right people in place. This is when people don't like the part of the speech where I talk about deadwood. If you have deadwood in your business, which means an employee that you're carrying just for the sake of carrying them, it's time to let them go. And people always get upset with me when I say that, but they're not doing you any. They could be your friend. They could be your brother-in-law. It doesn't matter. If they're not producing, you have to let them go. Years ago, Novartis Pharmaceuticals, when they had the merger between Ciba, Geigy, and Sandoz, there was a big culture rift. So when they came out with the new culture, the president, Daniel Vasella, came out and he said, had a town-wide town hall meeting with all the employees via video conference. And he said, we're going to run things the Sandoz way. All the Sandoz employees were thrilled. All the Ciba employees hated it. They let that go for about 2 years. It wasn't working. Communication was horrible. Projects were getting delayed. So they reanalyzed everything and said, we're going to do things the Ciba Geigy way. And so then all the Ciba people were happy. The Sandoz people were not. That didn't work either. And finally, he had another town hall after about 4 years. And he said, we're going to do things the Novartis way. And he looked right into the camera and he told his managers and senior executives, I want you to look at every department. I want every manager to look at every employee and get rid of the dead wood. And what he meant was, if these people aren't producing and they're not contributing, get rid of them and we'll find the right people who will. In this labor market right now, people are holding on to employees because they feel they won't be able to find someone else. You will. They're out there. But don't hold on to somebody and pay them a salary if they're not going to earn that value. We've talked about value, the value that someone brings to a position before, and I'll bring it up again in a future show. And if you're an employee listening to this show, don't be a deadwood. You have to bring value. You have to bring something to the table that makes it worth your boss's while to keep you employed there. Are you willing to do a little bit more? You know, and what a lot of people will say is, well, if I'm going to do more, I should be paid more. Yes and no. You know, are you really giving 100% all the time? Average study shows that most employees and businesses produce at 5.25 hours per day. It's an 8-hour day. You're there working for 5.25 hours. It's time to get to work and earn your keep. Now, how do we get the goals done? How do we get the marketing done? How do we get the email database done and email marketing? I've been in the process of writing a book, a business book, kind of like what we're calling the action plan for employees and employers. And there's one chapter, and this is when I go into businesses, this is the one that people hate the most. This is the chapter that most people aren't going to read. And it's called the E&E principle. And yes, I did make that up, so I don't want anybody to copy that on me. E&E stands for effort and execution. Now, I can tell you, set goals, be specific, be measurable, have a time. I can tell you to market your business. I can tell you about, you know, creating that email database, but I can't do it for you. That comes from you. You have to put in the E&E, the effort and the execution. So basically what I'm telling you to do is you have to put in a little bit more time, a little bit more effort, a little bit more execution. So when I say collect a database of email addresses, how hard is it to ask a customer, I need your name, address, phone number, and email address? Create a little card that they can fill out at the sales counter. And then, you know, all you're saying is you're creating this for invoicing, whatever. You don't have to tell them why. Just get the information. When they see an email from your business, you go, oh, yeah, I do shop, you know, at Sphericali. I do shop at Sage or Attachments. And now you've developed that database. You can even put a very small disclaimer that says we may, you know, use this information to send you, you know, mailings or to stay in contact with you over time. You know, you don't get worried about the constant contact police as much as build that database. If people want to opt out, they always have that chance. So again, the E&E principle, effort and execution, that is how things get done in business. Which brings up my next story. And that is how to avoid small business burnout. Now, if you're running a small business, it is a grind. It is a 24/7, 365 job. You don't just show up at 9 in the morning and turn the lights out at 5:30 and go home and everything's good. It's always on your mind. You're always working on it mentally, if not physically. There will be times when I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I remember an email I didn't send, or I remember a quote I didn't do that I meant to get to by the end of the day but didn't. And there's one of two things I can do. I have a notepad near my bed, so I quickly write down, you know, do quote for so-and-so or send email to so-and-so, and I'll get to it first thing in the morning. And there's other times when I actually go downstairs, you know, fire up the computer and send it then. And people say, did you really send me an email at 2:30 in the morning? I was like, yes, I did. So effort and execution and avoiding that small business burnout. There's a couple ways you can do that. And as a small business owner, sometimes it can feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders with no end in sight. So I have a couple of tips to help promote your own wellness and productivity and avoid small business burnout. We have a couple of gentlemen here that may be able to talk to this as well. But running a small business can be exciting and delightful, but as many suffer from tight budgets, long hours, and the wearing of many hats, day-to-day management can also be quite stressful. And while everyone may suffer through the occasional busy season or short staff stint, more chronic burnout can lead to lower productivity, lethargic sales, and an eventual loss of passion for your business and its goals. Coupled with the United States' lack of guaranteed time off, the only developed country in the world without it, and our culture's tendency to check email and accomplish work tasks even during personal time, this represents a recipe for mental and physical exhaustion. So here are three simple tips that can help busy small business owners avoid damaging burnout. The reason I bring this up today is we've gotten through that Christmas holiday rush, you know, that last 6 weeks of the year. This is usually a lull time between now and Valentine's Day before the spring sales will start picking up a little bit more. So here's what I want you to think about, and it applies for the whole year. The first is to plan days off and vacations into your schedule. One thing I said last year was I was going to play more golf. You know, and Jeff Hazard's here. He probably did this when he was younger with me. You know, walk down the end of our street on Rolling Hills Road, throw the golf bag over the fence, and sneak on the green old golf course and play until the ranger caught you. Last year, my goal was I wanted to play more golf. How many rounds of golf do you think I played last year? Goose egg, zero. I didn't play any golf. Worked the hell out of my businesses, but I didn't play any golf. I didn't make any me time. Now, I did take, you know, two nice vacations, and this year I have another vacation scheduled, but it wasn't enough to say, Wednesday mornings, I'm playing golf. And it doesn't have to be every Wednesday, but make sure you're carving out some what I call me time just for you. And if you're a woman, and I talk to several, you know, ladies in business who say, well, I work so hard, I don't even have time to get my nails done. I don't have time to get my hair done. Carve out that time. You've heard me joke on the program about my admin, Susan, who we know every fifth Thursday she's out of the office. It's on the calendar. It's pre-programmed into everybody's, you know, cell phone calendar. We know every fifth Thursday Susan's out. Why? She goes and gets her hair done. She gets it colored, nails done. That's her time. And even though the appointment may only take 2 or 3 hours, I tell her, just take the whole day and enjoy yourself. Go out to lunch with friends or something like that. So we all know somebody who's bragging about how little time they take off of work. But the reality is that the occasional vacation or break can actually help you in the long run with everything from your productivity to your creativity. So plan ahead to plan and protect days off and vacations. And then honor your time off by avoiding any work tasks that aren't absolute emergencies. Most tasks can be temporarily put off or delegated with little planning. Again, me time. Actually get it on the calendar. Even if it's something like you won't be coming in until noon on a particular day, put that in there just so that you have that time. You can do whatever you want with that time. Sleep in late, make yourself a nice breakfast, take the dog for a walk in the park, balance your checkbook, do whatever. It's got to be you time. The other one that I'm finding harder to do, but one that I have to do more of, and I'll be able to take care of in just a few weeks, is eat meals away from your workplace. 62% of the American workforce admits to eating lunch at their desk at least some of the time. That doesn't make it a good idea. Sitting all day at a desk creates a major energy slump in the short term and exacerbates a range of health risks in the long term. So get up, get some fresh air, take a walk, socialize, and enjoy a change of scenery. You'll return to your work feeling more engaged and focused, and you won't have gross crumbs on the keyboard or an office that smells like old burritos. And third, get plenty of sleep. I've always been a person who kind of, for some reason, I was wired where I would get 4 hours of sleep and that was enough. And now I'm getting up there in years. I'm 57, and I've trained myself now where I'm getting about 6, and I feel better now than I did when I was only doing the 4. Don't know why, but the body's got to rest. Now, it may sound like a simple cliche, but study after study has shown that people getting adequate sleep is key to health and happiness. Even during peak stress seasons at your business, commit turning off the screens a little bit earlier and tucking in as close to for 7 to 9 hours of sleep as possible. You'll get more done in less time if your mind and your body are rested and able to perform at peak levels. If your schedule allows, build in a brief nap during the workday. Going to have to get another lock on the office door, I guess. So again, the 3 tips on how to avoid small business burnout: plan days off, plan your vacations, eat meals away from your workspace, and get plenty of sleep. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to meet two gentlemen who will be hosting programs here on Huntington Chamber Radio in the new year and talk about what they'll be talking about. And then we'll wrap it all up and get started for next week's program here on Taking Care of Business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me this afternoon and every Thursday at noon o'clock when we get together to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. I have two gentlemen in the studio with me that I want to bring in now to talk about an upcoming program that they're going to be having. I think they're splitting the duties. So with me is Jeff Hazard, who will be talking and specializing in health and fitness, and Larry McEntee, who talks about the health of your home. So, gentlemen, welcome to the program. And I just want to start with you, Jeff. We've known each other for, about 55 years. We grew up on the same street. You guys are splitting duties. The program will be on Fridays from 3 to 4. Your focus is more health and fitness.
That's correct. I'm the owner of Elevation Fitness and Health, or located over at One Road. And yeah, my topics will be strictly about health and fitness, things like nutrition, cardiovascular, running, cryotherapy, anything that has to do with health and fitness.
Great. And you said you have a gym?
I do. It's over on 31 Road. We specialize in one-on-one personal training.
Perfect. And then, Larry, you're when we talk about the health of a home, more along the lines of health inspection, what can listeners expect from your program?
Well, I own a company called Home Team Inspection Service, and we do home inspections. And one of the things I've come across over the years is that people are surprised at the condition of their house. They don't realize the house is part of their family, and it ages, and it needs to be taken care of, and it gets sick, and it has to be repaired. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to bring in guests and people who are knowledgeable, like electricians and plumbers, and talk about the things that people should look at in their house on a seasonal basis, on an annual basis, to protect the biggest investment they'll ever make.
And one of the things that, you know, my wife is addicted to all of the HGTV shows, so whether it's, you know, Property Brothers or anybody else, This Old House, a lot of times when people, you know, either they buy a house, all of a sudden they say they run into more and more problems. So is this going to be more preventive maintenance on your house or things to watch out for, like this can go bad?
I'd like to talk about the general maintenance, but we will talk about exceptions and things that have gone bad and crazy in the world. I talk about an HGTV generation that think that they're going to move in and the house is going to take care of itself.
Right.
Beams are going to fall down or, you know, things like that. But we talk about the practicality of it, like painted press board doesn't look good except on TV.
Right.
So we'll talk about some things like that. Yeah, shiplap looks great on TV, but if you ever try to dust it, it's a nightmare.
The best place for shiplap is actually on a ship.
Exactly.
So, Jeff, now you do the individualized training. How, from a radio perspective, how can we get listeners engaged in the program where not only are they listening, like, are you going to be giving them kind of like not so much a workout for the week, but tips on how they can exercise better?
No, I'm going to talk about the entire gamut.
So I specialize in one-on-one personal training. However, there's more to that than just coming into my facility and working out, right? It encompasses nutrition. It encompasses cardiovascular, chiropractic, running. So it's really the entire gamut. So if my listeners want, I'll give them the workout of the week. But really, you said it earlier in the show where the first month or two you see Planet Fitness filled up and then gradually it tapers out. You know, 60 to 70% of people abandon their program after 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this, you know, probably since I was running by your house with my bicycle at age 8. So to me, it's a lifestyle.
Right.
And that's what I believe in. And that's what I try to want to share my passion with.
Very good. Looking forward to the program. Now, I guess we're doing alternating weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to do first and third, and Jeff will do the third and fourth, the second and fourth.
Okay, very good. So, and again, they're going to be promoting their show. So, a couple of things to look out for. If you own a home, and particularly in this area, a lot of the homes are older, so you're going to come up with more problems or situations, and it could be everything from the leaky gutter to, you know, what's that smell to, you know, and will you also be giving tips to the people in that HGTV generation that, you know, they watch TV? I used to consult with lumber yards, And we always had to watch this old house on Sunday night because whatever they showed on Sunday, they wanted to buy on Monday. And, you know, they'd see something. Oh, I want this new, you know, tankless hot water heater. And I'm like, it's not even out yet. But, you know, so is it more like coaching, consulting, or let's just keep the house running?
No, it's going to be keeping the house running, but we'll also tackle the new products and what they mean and how to keep up the house. I mean, you've all seen houses that are 200 years old that are look brand new.
Right.
It didn't happen by a mistake. Yep. People take care of them, and a lot of people don't see what goes into that. So we'll talk about those things. But we'll also talk about new products like high-efficiency furnaces and what that means. You know, and also when you're buying a new house, what to look for. Many people go into a house and they spend less time in a house they're going to buy than a car they're going to buy.
Right.
Yet it's the single biggest investment they'll ever make, but they spend less than 20 minutes in the house.
Okay, very good. And Jeff, on your side, we talk about health and fitness, and we talked about the Planet Fitness phenomenon. Where do you think for the fat lazy man like me, and part of my problem is I got a bum knee that prevents me from working out anymore. But is there something I can be doing, even though I can't run, you know, I can't bike anymore? The knee has to be replaced. So until that happens, is there stuff that I can still be doing to improve my health and fitness?
Absolutely. And I actually had a client come in who had osteoporosis of the knee. So what we do is we look at a client when they come in, and when they have a health issue, we actually go through the doctor's report. And there are ways to exercise that lower body. There are ways to get stronger without impacting a bad knee, mm-hmm. right? So that might be, in the case of osteoporosis, doctors recommend you actually walk. So I have my guy walking on a treadmill. So a lot of people come in with limitations, but we learn to work around them, and we still can get you healthier.
Very good. And so the program will be on Fridays and Thursdays. Have you flipped the coin and
Fridays.
From 3 to 4. Have you flipped the coin and settled on the name?
Yeah, it's going to be called Health and Home.
Health and Home.
And that's featuring Jeff Hazard first,
right.
And Larry McEntee second.
And Jeff Hazard's name is in big letters.
Right.
Okay. Just so we get it right. All right. So, again, just to recap today's program, gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming in today on the program. We're going to sit a little bit after this show. I'll go through all the bells and whistles and knobs and buttons to help you hopefully have a good show on your first go-around. And this is a program that I think everybody can benefit from. Having worked in construction and see the mistakes people make, and I think that's something that's going to be helpful when you listen to Larry on the home inspection side. And obviously all of us, you know, have a job to do in taking care of our personal health. And it's funny because I was almost resigned to the fact that I was always going to be in pain. And, you know, I've been to a million different doctors. Finally in December, after eight months, I finally had the surgery for a spinal cord stimulator. Now the pain is gone. And I was resigned to the fact that, well, you know, I may not be able to run a marathon. I may not be able to ride my bike anymore. And I was okay with, I kind of resigned myself to saying, I'll just have a seat here on the couch and, you know, watch programs. And then something happened where, you know, my son and his wife came to me and said, you know, you're going to be a grandpa. And that changed everything because now I don't want to be just the guy on the couch, you know, come see grandpa, stuff like that. I want to be out there throwing the baseball with him, having fun with him. So, you know, took care of the neck and the back and the arm, and now, you know, take care of the knee and hopefully, you know, have a Jim Gano 2.0 and we can, you know, enjoy the time, you know, with the next generation. So I think this is going to be a good program, and I'm going to be listening on both fronts because I think there's always something we can do in our house and things like that. I want to talk to you, Larry, about one thing that I was told the other day. Hot water heaters. Is it true that the average lifespan is now, like, with the new ones, like 7.5 to 10 years?
Yeah, it's usually around, gas water heaters, 6 to 12 years. Yeah,
'cause, I mean, my plumber told me, he came in and he says, you know, we put that in about 8 years ago. It's time to change. I go, still producing hot water. He goes, well, it could produce hot water in your shower. It could produce hot water here on the floor. What do you want to do? So these are probably tips that you'll be going over
as
well.
And there are ways to go around that, to put a pan in to prevent that. So if it does break, but just because it's old doesn't mean you have to replace it either.
Good.
We're all old and we don't have to be replaced, I hope.
Although my wife probably has a differing opinion. But again, thanks for coming in today on the program, guys. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to your program here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So to recap today's program, let's talk about creating the goals for the year, making them specific and measurable. And by that, I mean put a number on it, a percentage, a dollar amount, and time. When do you want to achieve this by? Get your marketing plan in place. You have tonight, Thursday, Friday, the weekend. Let's see if we can't get our marketing plan in place so that when I come back to you next week, you'll be able to say, check, I did it. And then at the end of each month, I always go back and I say, okay, we're getting ready to turn the calendar. It's going to be February 1st. You know, where are you at? And what I'm looking for there is, did you pull a report from QuickBooks and say, I'm up, I'm down, I'm even? What else do we have to do? Remember the three W's. Your customers have to know, and your prospective customers have to know who you are, where you are, and what you do. And, of course, create that email database for email marketing. And it all starts with you following the E&E principle, effort and execution. In sports, in the NFL football, it's wild card weekend with Indianapolis playing Houston in the first AFC wild card game and Seattle playing Dallas in the NFC. That action takes place on Saturday. On Sunday, the Chargers will play the Ravens in the second AFC wild card game, and the Eagles will play the Bears in the NFC game. And as we thought would happen, there are a number of coaching vacancies in the NFL, including the Cleveland Browns, Green Bay Packers, New York Jets, Arizona Cardinals, Cincinnati Bengals, Denver Broncos, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Miami Dolphins. You want to submit your resumes now if you're looking for any of those positions. In NCAA football next Monday night, number one Alabama will face number two Clemson for the college football championship. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our show's new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime. Work out.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Chamber President.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee
USA Radio
the full regional today
with Chris Barnes.
At 908-5-
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is USA Radio News.